White Sox Weekly, the official weekly talk show covering all things White Sox baseball.
Get the fireworks ready.
White Sox Weekly on WLS AM 890.
So welcome in to part one of a two-part White Sox Weekly this weekend. We've got a half an hour with you before we start the pregame show for game one of today's doubleheader. And we'll do the second hour and a half tomorrow afternoon prior to that ball game. We'll get started at, I guess that would be 11 o'clock, going all the way up into the 12:35 pregame show for tomorrow. I'm Connor McKnight, and thanks so much for being with us here on White Sox Weekly. This is WLS AM 890. And the White Sox have big news all over the place. From the very top of the 25-man roster, what with a doubleheader today against the Detroit Tigers, all the way down to the very newest member of the organization, the White Sox made it official this morning. They have signed outfielder Luis Robber to a minor league contract. The 19-year-old, much-talked-about Cuban import, is here at the ballpark. The White Sox have been scouting him for a long time, it seems. In fact, I believe still going on, and I had to step away from it to come here and talk with y'all, but I believe still going on is the introductory press conference for Luis Robber, whose name I promise you we have talked about many, many times here at the ballpark this afternoon to try and figure out, make sure we've got it pronounced exactly correctly, and I'm going to do my best to make sure I pronounce it correctly each and every time, but I can't. I may have some slip-ups. Luis Robber is how it's been described to us. My Spanish accent isn't as great as many others, and there's probably some subtle accenting that I'm missing, but that is, as best we can tell, Luis Robber is his name. He's going to be, is already a pretty highly ranked prospect in the White Sox organization and in baseball on the whole. Rick Hahn, the general manager of the White Sox, talking just a few minutes ago, saying that Luis is going to be one of the top outfield prospects in all of baseball as soon as he signed this contract, and that's something that that just got done about 40 minutes ago. Rick made some opening statements, and Luis himself is speaking mostly in this press conference through interpreter Billy Russo, who does an incredible job working with many of the Latin American and Cuban players that come up into the White Sox organization and making sure their words are translated appropriately and accurately. We're going to hear mostly from Rick on this show since we just have the half hour, and perhaps we'll dip into the rest of the press conference and what gets said in tomorrow's edition of White Sox Weekly. But since it's still going on, obviously, we haven't had a chance to dissect and listen to it all ourselves here on the show. So let me give you a summation of essentially what we're doing this afternoon here at the ballpark and on White Sox Weekly before we really get things going. Not only is Luis here and added into the White Sox fold of good young prospects, top young prospects, but they've made a move, have the White Sox. Unfortunately, Tyler Saladino is going to hit the disabled list. He's got some back spasms, a nerve issue, in fact. They kind of flared up on him last night. It wasn't the throw, the error at first base that got him. It was actually trying to beat one out to first, stepping on the bag. Something just kind of fired, I guess, is kind of how he described it in his back, and that kind of has put him on the 10-day disabled list. You'll remember that Tyler had some back issues at the end of last season that caused him to essentially miss the last month of baseball. This is not that same issue, and we'll go through some of that in the pregame show at about 12:35 or so. We'll let you know exactly, and you'll hear from Tyler there as to what the issue is for him and what has indeed flared up. But because Tyler is on the disabled list, the White Sox have made a roster move, and Adam Engel makes his major league debut on the roster. Congratulations to him. He's another man you'll hear from in the pregame show as well. Engel is an outfielder, 25 years old. And though he's hitting just .221 in Charlotte, it's really a tale of two halves. He had not started the season all that well and has really come on strong of late. 8 home runs is a career high for him. He's absolutely been crushing the ball lately and plays a darn good defensive center field too. So the White Sox are shoring things up potentially in the outfield defensively here at the major league level. Engel talked a little bit to reporters and I was down there in the clubhouse to meet him and greet him into the White Sox clubhouse. He was absolutely jacked up to be here. He got the phone call at about 1:30 or 2 o'clock this morning and then started calling all his family and friends who I'm sure picked up the phone thinking it was, well, it really could be only one thing. If you have a close relative or a friend or a family member in the minor leagues and you get a call at 2 o'clock, typically that's news that he's going up to the show. And Engel certainly is. Anyway, he was talking about how he dropped his hand some or raised his hand some to into the hitting position, and that's caused him to make a lot more contact, hit for a lot more power. Engel was rated by MLB.com as the number 12 prospect in the White Sox organization and the best defensive outfielder in the White Sox organization. We'll hear from Ricky Renteria a little bit later on this afternoon, too, as to how Engel's going to be worked in to the White Sox lineup. Of course, as an infielder, Saladino goes on the DL, an outfielder's brought up, and then the White Sox have a little bit of flexibility, but with Lourie Garcia being able to play just about anywhere on the diamond. So perhaps there could be some new and interesting outfield alignments for the White Sox coming up. You can enjoy guaranteed rate field just like a player. You can play catch in the outfield, warm up in the bullpens, visit the dugouts, and much, much more. New for this year, a premier ticket that includes hitting in the batting cages. You can join us for Family Field Day on Saturday, June 10th, and support Chicago White Sox charities. You get all that good stuff. To purchase tickets, visit WhiteSoxCharities.org. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes, and when we come back, you'll hear the opening statements from General Manager Rick Hahn about the White Sox signing of top young outfielder Luis Robber into the system. I'm Connor McKnight. This is White Sox Weekly. You've got WLS AM 890.
Big John and Ray, now heard weekday mornings 6 till 10 a.m. on WLS AM 890.
Welcome back to White Sox Weekly. I'm Connor McKnight, and Sox fans, you can join us on Memorial Day, May 29th, as the White Sox take on the Boston Red Sox at 1:10 p.m. All kids 13 and under will receive White Sox patriotic sunglasses presented by Bright Start College Savings. Purchase your specially priced ticket today by visiting whitesox.com/brightstart529. That's whitesox.com/brightstart529. Big things going on for the White Sox this afternoon. Two ball games with the Detroit Tigers at Guaranteed Rate Field, a straight doubleheader. We'll get things started at 1:10. It will, in fact, be Tyler Danish pitching the first ball game. It was going to be Derek Holland. They've flopped that around. Tyler Danish gets the first one. But also at the burgeoning young player level, Luis Robber was added to the fold just about an hour ago. Rick Hahn, the general manager of the ball club, made an opening statement that took you through why, who, how, when, and where all of this happened. And it is a pretty monumental day for the White Sox in the process that they've set themselves on about 9 months ago. Wanted to bring you part of the press conference here on White Sox Weekly. Here is the general manager of the Sox, Rick Hahn, addressing the signing of Luis Robber.
As soon as this deal became official, we wanted to make sure we were able to introduce Luis Robber to everybody. Today's an important day for the organization, and one that marks another step forward in this process that we began a little bit over a year ago. And in adding Luis to our organization, we feel we've added another dynamic, potential impact talent to our organization. Luis, who we view having the potential to be a impact center fielder for the long term, provides a special combination of power and speed that's unique in this game today, and he becomes instantly one of our top position player prospects. One of the things, and one of the top outfield prospects in the game, I should say. One of the things I think is important for everyone here to understand, and I appreciate you bearing with me as we go through this, is this is the result of an organizational effort and the result of many people throughout this organization working together to continue to improve where we are and where we're headed. I know that I'm the one who winds up with many of the internet memes and GIFs about me. My kids like the wrestling entrance one, so whoever did that, thank you. But in reality, I'm just one part of this whole thing, and I'm going to take a few minutes to recognize those who played a role in this important day for the White Sox. It begins first and foremost and does not happen without Jerry Reinsdorf's laser focus on this matter. Frankly, these conversations internally began over the winter about how Luis would fit and the potential impact it would have on us and how we were going to make this work. Jerry had a laser focus on this deal and was involved every step of the way, and the deal does not occur without his involvement. Similarly, Kenny Williams on the player evaluation side spent countless hours reviewing video, traveling, sprinting through airports, spending time in the Dominican at the workout, getting to know Luis and evaluating him. And this deal doesn't happen without Kenny's involvement and enthusiasm for the process here. Also, Marco Patti, who is here today, our head of international operations. Marco has been scouting this player for 5 years now, back to when Luis was 14 years old. For the last several international signing periods, Marco and I have had conversations about where we are as an organization, and is it time to enter the penalty phase, where we invest more heavily in one single prospect as opposed to spreading our pool over numerous prospects, despite the penalties that would bring. I think it was last November or December where Marco approached us and said, this is the guy. It's time now. We've been able to accomplish a lot in terms of spreading our pools over the last several years, but now we have the chance to get potentially such an impactful talent that Marco personally was willing to suffer the penalties that it has on his world for the betterment of the organization. So Marco's evaluation and presence and willingness to sacrifice potential future signings for this reinforced the notion that this was the right move to make. Scott Reifert, our head of communications, and I had a conversation when the club was in New York facing the Yankees about how can we best present ourselves to Luis to help introduce who we are as an organization and what we're about and how he fits. We called Jeremy Haber, our assistant GM, and within 6 days, Kenny, Marco, and I were traveling to the Dominican with several tools, an iPad with a video presentation, some of which you've heard about already, that explained the White Sox history and spoke to Luis directly about how he would fit and why we thought he was going to be an important part of our organization going forward. The video was narrated by Ricky Renteria. It included messages directly to Luis from Jose Abreu, Yoan Moncada, and Michael Ynoa, who shares a trainer with Edgar Mercedes, who is here today, shares a trainer with Luis, and made clear to him how he fit into this organization going forward. That video and the accompanying PowerPoint presentation about our organization and how Luis fits going forward, as well as a virtual reality tour of the clubhouse and the field, was put together by members of our communications department, Matt Dahl, J.V. Trammell, Gareth Brunlin, Billy Russo, Brad Boron, all of whom have far more savvy than Scott, Jeremy, or I do. So thank you for putting together what we only started to envision. You took it much farther, and this deal doesn't happen, I feel, without your involvement. Additionally, this certainly doesn't get done without the involvement of our finance department, Tim Bazaar and Bill Waters, figuring out how the heck we're going to pay for this. So thank you, guys. And lastly, from Team Robber, Barry Praver and Scott Shapiro, both of whom are here from Magnus Sports, Edgar Mercedes, who I mentioned, from Born to Play, and, of course, Uncle Silvio, my guy. This doesn't happen without all your guys' candor and openness to the process and looking out for what's best for Luis. We feel you've landed your player in a great situation, and we're enthusiastic to watch him grow with us over the next several years. So thank you very much. And with that, before the one last thing I'll add from a question that I know is inevitable about what's next for Luis. It should be noted he has not played in a game since last July, if that's accurate. He's been preparing for workouts over the last several months, so right now he is going to, from Chicago, return to the Dominican and begin his development there. We'll prepare to join our Dominican Summer League team here in the coming weeks, and then we will get all visas in place and take things from there. But his initial assignment will be back to the Dominican as he prepares to work his way through the White Sox organization.
So that's the general manager, Rick Hahn, talking about the newest acquisition, Luis Robert. A lot of information about the process and the player there. And you can find that online, too, if you're looking for it. WLSAM.com/White Sox. Just check out the White Sox Weekly podcast. That does it for us on part one of this Memorial Day weekend edition of White Sox Weekly. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 to 12:30. Lots more on Luis and the signing of that player, adding Adam Engel into the fold. And, of course, we'll take a look back at today's scheduled doubleheader. Thanks so much to Jonathan Bregman, to Tyler Bravo, and to Dave Zaslowski for helping coordinate all this stuff with the press conference. A lot of moving parts, and radio-wise, couldn't get it done without those guys. They work the magic. I just press the buttons. We'll be back for the start of the pregame show at 12:35. White Sox and Tigers in a straight doubleheader this afternoon. So keep it right here on WLS AM 890.
You've been listening to White Sox Weekly, the official weekly talk show covering all things White Sox baseball. Listen every week for White Sox Weekly on WLS AM 890, the proud home for White Sox baseball.